I'm at a bit down and tired because it's the second time I have to record the interview in the chat because the first time something went wrong. So it'll be tough, quick, and let me be clear, I got a great interview as you know from me in the end. I'm going to interview Gordon Adder. Gordon is a business consultant, virtual coach, world traveler, he's mainly making his money from network marketing and affiliate marketing and multi-level marketing things. So that's really great. And he lives in Malta. And as you can hear, I'm at the moment from the center of the Dutch Design Week, so I'm gonna get you a few things out, but first let's have a quick wrap up on what's happened over the past days. As you could see on Twitter at LodewijkOf, I had quite some gardening and home improvement things to do, so a natural barrier from the front garden is gone. That's a great improvement. And the neighbor was really mocking about it, and he said that in Dutch I had better had to watch out, or basically, better moet uitkijken. So next to lying, he's also threatening people. So that's right. If you have to deal with Arthur Spitz, look out, because I would not like to deal with him, because I don't know if your life is safe. Having that said, after it we had a lovely barbecue, which was great. I mean, the smell of sardines. If you look at it all, it's just great. I mean, it's really interesting to see also that the posts on Twitter and Facebook are going viral. So that's really good, really good. So that's it. I think it's a great thing for you to share with you something. If you are following me on Twitter, then you're entitled, and otherwise I would just say grab it. You get a 20% discount for every new buy on halfprofit.com. And tomorrow I will have no show for you, and that's for an easy reason. I have to be for a day in The Hague. I have to talk with the Ministry of Social Affairs and some top government employees. What we are basically going to talk about is the care for disabilities and partly sighted people. If you look at what they want to do is check what can do better, what can go better, and more of those things. So that's a bit what I'm going to talk about with them. On that side, I would simply say, yeah, I'm getting my life back to normal after the victory on the city, so I'm really happy with it. And to be clear, on the Dutch Design Week, you can see that there's great benefits for Eindhoven. Over 300,000 people visit the city. Last weekend, I was at the MTA supermarket. It's one of the supermarkets in the heart of the Dutch Design Week area. And they had empty shelves, which I'm not sure if it was, because, and the shop is not really going well. I'm not sure what it is, but they are selling things, so that's really great. And I'm gonna say about it. That's good. So what I hope is that they're gonna expand it from design to technology, sustainability, and all those great things. On Wednesday we're gonna do a great show about Bitcoin and options. That's always fun to talk about, at least in my opinion. The interview is already ready. I just need to do the podcast. I will record it later today and just save it and upload it Wednesday morning. So, having that said, I would simply say I will let you with Gordon and the interview. And what do you think about it? Malta, how is life in Malta?
Life is good, man. Life is good, Lode. I mean, it's funny that yesterday I was up in the north, and it's mid-October, close to the end of October, and it's still sunny. And I saw even people still swimming. So it's good, man. All good.
Oh, sounds lovely. Sounds lovely. A friend of me is working at a company over there. And he keeps pushing me to pop by. I think I should simply take on his offer and spend some time over there.
You should.
Yeah. Okay, you're busy in the online coaching and network marketing. Let's have a first chat at your online coaching. What are you doing in the online coaching and online business world?
Yeah, sure. So basically what I'm doing is this, that because I used, and from my experience that I've built through online, and I positioned myself and built an online presence since since I started in the industry. Now I've been able to help people. Basically, this is what I do. I help people create not just their online presence, but also creating strategies that they can do on a daily basis to grow their business. So this is something that is very fulfilling as well, and see them grow within this platform, so to speak.
Okay, so if you would have a look at that, you talk about the industry, but what is the industry for you?
Absolutely. So yeah, actually, I like to use the word. Apologize, I use industry. I prefer to use the word as profession as well,
Okay.
because it really is. I mean, the skills that you can learn in the network marketing industry, talking about the network marketing profession, alongside also the way how you can market yourself. This is the most important thing. It is huge right now, and if you are not building around everything around you, because people join you, not what you do, you're missing out. And what it is something that you can connect people, you can develop your skills. And as I always say, there are two things, main things that we strive and in order to thrive, develop. One is skill development, and number two is personal development.
But a lot of people that you talk about network marketing and multi-level marketing, they say it's a scam. What would you say about what they say?
Yeah, that's funny. In fact, I had someone a week ago said the same thing. And funny enough, the reason that people say that is because they are uneducated. And that's okay. You know, once you start, and our goal is to educate people, because nowadays everything is a scam. I mean, you can go right now, if you're listening to this, you can go right now on Google, you can type anything from Mother Teresa, from Bill Gates, from Apple, and guess what? You're gonna say Apple is a scam, Mother Teresa is a scam. So you have to be very, very transparent with people, that you have to also educate them that not everything in the world is a scam. And this is where where education, it's crucial and it's key to educate people on that term.
So basically, your network marketing activities are really developing the people and building the personal brand.
Absolutely,
And then you get
absolutely.
the customers for your service or products.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is that you've got to help people. I mean, the thing is that you need to build people. You cannot build a business like network marketing if you're not helping, if you're not developing people into leaders. And you see, leaders are not born, leaders rise. And this is the key in every company, not just professional. I believe that in order to grow as your company, as your business, you've got to help people rise from the ashes and rise as leaders.
So, what are a few of the most common, commonly made mistakes you see for people online?
Okay, so look, common mistakes is that they focus on promoting their company instead of promoting themselves. I mean, I always preach that you've got to build your personal brand. That's the main reason, because most people, they don't know how to market themselves. So the easy way, the easy route for them is to start pitching and start selling, especially online. We're talking about online, like social media, like Facebook, et cetera, instead of building relationships, which is the key to in order to have more customers and potential business partners at the end of the day.
Okay, and so that's also basically one of your biggest and most interesting advices you gave to people.
Yeah, the good thing is this, that first of all, I believe that mindset is the number one thing that people need to focus on. And having that right attitude and right mentality on when to start, how to go about it, and what's the end goal is, it fulfills their goals and fulfills their achievements. So basically, the number one thing that I suggest people is this, that you need to have someone who can mentor you, because you're gonna tap into something that you don't know how to go about it. So it's highly, highly important. I invest a lot of money. Probably you already know, Lode, that in the last years that we got to know each other, I invest a lot of money in growing myself, in getting on board mentors who are better than me, because you cannot be good, you cannot be great without surrounding yourself with people who can elevate you, who can put you from zone A to zone B, right? So that's the number one thing that I can suggest, I can advise to anyone, that find someone who has the results that you want, find someone who is already there, or maybe on the way, they are on the right track, and just get hold of them, see what they're doing, have a call like this, chat with them and just mirror them, mirror their success.
It's just, you say that have a chat like this, I mean, it's just, this should be an issue. And I'm just thinking from Lodewijk and friends are talking, it's just having fun, I mean.
Yeah.
The only sad thing is that it's not a Malta, not at, well, I don't know what weather is with you, but here it's rainy, terrible weather, and there it is jump in the sea weather. I'm in the wrong country, definitely. I'm in the wrong country. Time to grab my stuff and go. Definitely I have to go. Now, okay, so, but how did you get into the multi-level or network marketing things? Where did it all start? I mean, in your
great
life?
Great question.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a great question. So basically my journey started in 2011, February, to be exact. And prior to that, I used to be a chef. So my background is in the catering industry. Mm-hmm. I have spent 13 years of my life since I finished college working in restaurants, top 5-star and four-star hotels. I also had lived in places like Scotland and Spain. And although I was following that passion, which was since I was a kid, I had to, I had an aha moment, I call it, Lode, which was when the restaurant, the last restaurant I was working in for 3.5 years, I was a head chef in this restaurant. Due to the global recession around that time, the restaurant decided to close down their doors and then move back to their homeland. So just imagine, you know, talking about job security, which nowadays absolutely does not exist, after 3.5 years building something, you know, maybe I thought it was a job security for me, but it was taken away like just like that, like a snap of a finger, not just me, but 7 others, colleagues. So I had to make a decision to seek other ventures. In fact, I was looking for something like this. I was looking for something like this because it was easy for me because I had 13 years experience and diploma and whatnot to call a hotel right here or call a restaurant that I used to work in the past. And I tell him, listen, I'm looking for a job. Can you hire me? Because I was looking to have more time. The only thing that attracted me, actually not the only thing, but the number one thing that network marketing attracted to me was time. You see, I didn't have time. I used to work 70 hours a week, 6-day week. So I didn't have any time to dedicate to other passions that I had, like traveling around or maybe playing sports, etc., etc. I did not have that. So that was the key for me to look further into the profession of network marketing. And since then, I started to learn. I started to be, again, a student, on a student mode, so to speak. So it's important, if you're listening to this, that you have to understand that patience is key. You see, I was young, and probably some people are hearing this that are younger than me, or they are still in their 20s or maybe 30s, early 30s. And this is something that I always preach to other people, that you have time and patience to learn the profession is what can take you to the next level. You see, most people want things fast. You know, we live in a society that it's, I call it the microwave mentality, microwave society. So everything that we need, we need it fast. We need to make money fast. We need things fast. So that is the wrong mentality, I believe. And this is what trainings and events and mentorship, I highly thank my mentors that I had and I still have, that taught me this, that it's a patience game. You've got to learn skills like anything. Like anything, if you want to become a medical doctor, guess what? You've got to learn those skills in order to become the best medical doctor. So that was my journey, and since then I started to work hard on myself. This is the number one key that I can share with you here. I mean, working hard on yourself is what really matters, because it's not when you start or how long have it take you to go to the next level. It's the person you become.
Yourself, the biggest change you saw in your own life.
Yeah, the biggest change, I can say it again, it's growing and developing myself. Like started to read books, something that I didn't do in the past. I hated. Actually, I can confess with you right here live, I hated to read books. I hated to do
poor
things.
Poor you, books are so great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's for things to change, guess what? You've got to change. So I had to start implementing things, changing patterns. You see, if I can track a person due to his habits, to what he's doing from the morning till going back to bed, okay? Mm-hmm. And that will identify where he's going. You see, so if you're not, I mean, that's what I've heard from my mentors, if you're not working hard on yourself, guess what? Nobody will. So I started to write 2 pages a day from great books. Before, I used to study recipes, study great chefs like Gordon Ramsay, which I was close to work, was one of my goals to go and work with him. So now, instead of studying recipes, I'm studying great entrepreneurs, like people like Gary Vaynerchuk, like Grant Cardone, and all these greats, like Jim Rohn, Les Brown. So these people are teaching me every single day, because I'm applying, not just listening, because if we can apply 1-3% of what we learn, you're gonna be successful. And yeah, most people, this is what they need to focus on, because you can read 12 books a month, but if you don't implement at least 1% of that, you're not gonna be productive. You're not gonna use it for the things that that will help you move forward.
I was once here in the Netherlands, and there was the editor-in-chief of a magazine called Management Team. It was about business and management. And he had, for the magazine that he was editor-in-chief, he read all those management books. And after when he left the magazine in the recession, because the magazine was going to be shut down or they're going to do a different approach, and he just said, I read all those books, and the truth is you learn or read something new, one or two things in every book. So I've bought all those things together in one book, read that book, and implement that book. And it was really interesting to see that he was, for I knew, the first one who was talking about also implementing what you see, what you read.
Yeah,
but it's just interesting to see that they're talking about it. But
yeah, absolutely.
So you are also, so the network marketing thing, it brought you great success, basically.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the thing that after, now I've been in the industry for 6.5 years. So, I mean, I can consider myself blessed in the position that after working hard and still looking for more, to in order to give more, that's the main thing, is that I have more goals. I mean, I'm not done. I have more goals. I'm hungry. I'm driven to go places. And this is what I'm looking forward right now, to connecting with the people who are looking, you know, the few that choose to take them somewhere that, like me, I never even thought to be in the position like today, you know, to have that kind of time that I was praying in order to have when I still was working as a professional chef. So again, it is all about three things, really. I mean, it's choice to do something. Okay, someone is in position right now that they are looking, you know, and this is the number one thing. If you're not looking, definitely you cannot get what you are not looking for, right? So that's the number one thing. Number two is change. You've got to make a decision to change, because if you're just doing, like, trying, I don't like these two words, trying and buts, you know, trying and buts will get you nowhere. So I eliminated them from my vocabulary. And if you want to do something, like you decided, for example, to do this podcast, okay, because you really wanted to do it, it's like a vehicle for you, you know, to invite people to share their story and share their knowledge and inspire others, right?
It's just having fun. I mean, chatting with you, if you see all the people that I'm getting on this podcast, it's going to get really interesting. And I must admit that also some radio stations and networks already suggested to partner up together to get this podcast on the radio version.
So proud of you, man. Very good.
Well,
you see,
let's get it all working first. Let's get step by step. I mean, if you would climb the Mount Everest, you don't start running until you are at the top. You start thinking, what do I need to get there, and get it and go. And simply consider failure is not an option, at least not in my opinion. Maybe we need to change a few things, but what is for you, if you look, I mean, as you said, there is no job security. Here in the Netherlands, we are going to get a new government. and the ultimate result, no matter what politicians are going to say, Social Security is gone, it's terminated. What's your advice to people who are now, let's say you're, if someone is born or leave school to go working this year, what is your advice? What would you say to him, her?
Yeah, I mean, this is great, actually, great question. I like this. I mean, for
I
me, right
Everyone
now, if
question.
You just finish school, if you just finish school, if you are looking to get maybe a job or anything really, you cannot rely. This is one number one thing that I can share with you. You cannot rely on one income. You see, most people nowadays, they are still not. They're still in the position that they don't get this to have one income nowadays with everything that we're surrounding ourselves. I mean, things change and you need to change with them. So right now, if you're a young guy or young girl who is looking for a job, that's great. I mean, you can look for a job, but that's not it. You need to keep your mind in student mode. You can, I mean, entrepreneurship. I would always suggest to go into entrepreneurship. And as I said, the profession that I'm in, those skills, maybe that sound, and this is what I would suggest: join a company and go to the events to learn the skills. Because what I've learned in the last 6.5 years, and I was talking with a friend of mine who's in university. Okay, he said it to me, that said, listen, in the last 1 year that I've been involved in network marketing profession, I've never even touched, okay, what I have learned in 1 year, because in the university entrepreneurship, we just had theory, you know, theory, and guys, theory doesn't take you to the promised land, doesn't take you nowhere if you, like I said earlier, if you don't apply what you learn. And the profession of network marketing is you learn and you apply. You learn and you apply. That's different from school. You know, we are taught, I mean, when I was in school, I still remember, you know, you need to study. Some people were good at learning everything. They keep everything in their mind. And then they're just like a parrot, you know, they start repeating what they have learned. In here, it's different. In here, you learn and you apply. And most entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, you probably heard them, or maybe on YouTube, or maybe on an audio. It's they learn something and then apply 1%, 3% out of it.
Well, what you said about the educational system, what I always consider interesting is people say at school, study hard, get a job. Well, we already had the job part. That's done. Don't get a job, or not focus on it, and have something next with it at least. But you have to do everything yourself. And if I look at myself, I'm partly sighted. Reading is tough. Listening is really good. I got a really good set of brains. Hey, I'm not going to fly an aircraft. I will hire an airliner. This year I had lots of issues with the city of Eindhoven. I won by hiring a lawyer. It's completely opposite from the educational system, because in the educational system you have to do everything yourself and you have to be perfect in everything. To be honest, I'm not good at law. I know a lawyer. He is extremely good in law.
Mm-hmm.
Let him play with law books. It's his business.
Yeah.
He likes it. I like to chat, make money, do fun things. Let him worry about it.
That's it. I mean, what you're doing is you're hiring your weakness. And this is, again, another thing that most people, they don't get into entrepreneurship because they have these kind of fears that keep them away. I mean, you can be that person that you have all the excuses in the world, but you just kept going. You just kept pushing. You just kept moving. And now I heard you that even radio broadcasters are looking at you and possibly you're doing some business with them. And because you decided, you didn't let anything stop you from doing this podcast and creating other things around it. So that's awesome, man.
Well, Gordon, I think that for you and mine, there's one thing to say. We simply don't know how to stop. It's just we start something, we keep going. We will change a lot of things on the side because things work and things are not working. So why do something that's not working? But if you, we, and we keep going. And I don't know if you saw that movie, I believe it was called Apollo 13, where at the moment that the guys at ground control were considering to lose the astronauts and the spacecraft, the head of them shouted at them simply that failure was not an option. I think only the best sentence from the complete movie, and likely all movies ever made, is just this. That simply failure is not an option, just what can happen, what's the worst that can happen? Okay, let's plan that it's not going to happen and let's get the ball out. We will see what's happening.
Absolutely, man. You're absolutely spot on. I mean, in many things, you either learn, okay, or you win. Because when you fail, failing is, I mean, there's a great book that, I don't know if you've read it, or maybe I highly suggest you to read it. It's called Failing Forward by John C. Maxwell. Great book, and he teaches why you should fail. Mm-hmm. I mean, failing is important because it's a lesson. If you turn it into a lesson, okay, definitely it becomes, I mean, it becomes something that's valuable for you, so you can make it, turn it into a business, etc., etc. Yeah,
it's true. I mean, and I recently had a chat with a good friend of me, and he was thinking about starting a blog on marketing. And the interesting part was she was telling me every reason why it would not work. Because let's face the fact, how many marketing blogs do we know? I read a few hundred a day. I think you're the same. It's just, and I just said, well, so become number 101. Find your small niche and go for it. Worst case,
yeah,
it costs
absolutely.
You no, it costs you no money. Just write 200 words a day and let's see where it brings you over a year. Last thing, you said on your website, which I will link to in the show notes pages, that you are a world traveler.
Yeah.
I assume that you finance it with your multi-level marketing activity, so everyone who enjoys travel at least consider going into multi-level and network marketing, or start your own company, because when you travel it's your business cost. How do you manage certain things, and how do you... Do you, for example, I would say like this, do you consider yourself as a nomad?
I can, yeah, I definitely do. And in fact, the good thing is that I'm blessed is that the company that I'm with, it's involved in travel and technology. So most of my trips, okay, nowadays, since the last few months, actually not a few months, even last 24 months, most are free because it's how one of the benefits and one of the bonuses that we have. So that's why I really even more enjoying now travels around the world. I mean, I've been blessed to be close to 30 vacations now in the last 65 months. So I do consider myself a nomad because I mean, it gives me the opportunity that I can come and visit you in the Netherlands and I can still grow my business even if I spent 3 months there or 6 months in the Netherlands. So that's the beauty of what one can do if just they focus, they put in the work and they don't stop, you know. That's like you said, just keep going.
Well, unless you're like cold and snow and freeze your balls off, I strongly suggest stay out of the Netherlands for the coming 6 months. Because the weather is not going to be nice. I have a better suggestion. I will get over to Malta. I think that's a better move.
We welcome you, man. We welcome you to the island.
Lovely island. Lovely island, lovely people. Really. But you ever been, what is your company doing? I mean, what is it in the travel industry doing, basically, in a nutshell?
Yeah, okay. So basically, we are the number one VIP travel community in the world. In fact, when I do share this, it's funny. I mean, you can ask Siri, okay? If you have an iPhone, you can ask Siri who's the best travel club in the world, and we pop up. So the reason is being that we have won several awards when it comes to the World Travel Awards, over 27 right now as we speak. So what we're doing, the idea was created from the guy who has been nicknamed Steve Jobs of travel, Mr. Wayne Nugent, and he wanted to create something actually that one can create fun, freedom and fulfillment. So one is having fun, because when you travel and when you are around positive people, you're gonna have fun, okay? Then there is the opportunity side, which can create your time and financial freedom. And the last part, which for me is key, is fulfillment. Fulfillment means that you can give back. how great would be the world when you have something you're in a position actually that you can give back. I mean, I spent, 2-3 weeks ago, I got together with 20, 25 people, and we went in a non-profit organization that helps kids through our company, and we just spent 4-5 hours cleaning and making the environment better. I mean, I can do it because I have time, but think about it. Back then, I had to take leave. I had to try someone to change my job if I could, if I want to make it possible to go. So as a company, we're doing some great things in 35 markets, and now we're excited for the next chapter, version 2.0 with technology. In fact, that's something that it's a smart car that we're developing. That definitely is a device that I believe that millions of people will have, because it's gonna help them when it comes to security, when it comes to comfort, and the smartness that it can do.
That sounds lovely. Can you share with me the website of your network marketing thing, so I can put it on the show note pages?
Yeah, absolutely. I will send you that. Yeah, I will send it to you. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, then I think that we have to call it to an end, because we are running out of time, unfortunately. But I do think that we could chat for hours.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
It's a shame. So I would say, from a cold and terrible Eindhoven, but within a few weeks I'm gone. Yay! Yes, gone. Holiday for 3 months. Yes. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Awesome. Awesome.
Can't wait. China, here I come. No, I would say thanks for the interview, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay,
sure.
Thanks.
I can leave one last message,
sure,
if that's
sure,
okay.
Sure.
Yeah, with your audience. Fine. So first of all, I'm excited and blessed to be here on the call with you. You're doing some amazing things there. And just one last message, if you're hearing this, is this: that don't let anyone. If you have something in your mind, if you have an idea, just don't let anyone disturb or make that noise that you cannot achieve it, that you cannot do it. Because, my friends, the wealthiest place on earth is the graveyard. Why? Because there are ideas who haven't been developed. There are books who haven't been written. There are, I don't know, movies that haven't been filmed. So
it's a good
keep
one.
Going. Yeah, just keep going, just keep developing. I mean, for those who are maybe interested to get in touch with me, they can add me on Facebook, and they can check out more on my website, gordonattar.com. That's GordonAttar.com. And they can send me a message or an email right there as well. There's contact there. So thanks very much for having me, Lode. Have a great rest of the day, and talk to you soon, my friend.
Talk to you soon, my friend. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
And that's the show for today. Please send me your questions and your comments via Twitter. You can leave a comment below on SoundCloud. I would say let me know what you think about it, because we're doing it for you, and I look forward to hear from you. Wednesday we're gonna talk bitcoins, options, and investing on it, and we have more of those great things out. Let me know what you like to know, because I will get the guests on. And I think that's it. Talk to you on Wednesday. Cheers, mates.